Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And together, we host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Talked about a lot of stuff today, haven't we? We've talked about the Subway series. We've talked about the Knicks.
Caleb Williams. Talked about Juan Soto.
Ton of Juan Soto stuff.
Cody Bellinger.
For whatever reason, the two calls that are up on the board here at 8 o'clock on this Monday morning are about the Yankee broadcasting situation with Dave Sims and Emilio Babari and all of that stuff. So I guess people want to talk about that.
They can talk about it all they want. That's what we're here for.
Certainly. But if you'd like to talk about the Knicks, or you'd like to talk about Juan Soto in the Subway Series, we could do that as well at 888-808-1019.
I'm currently getting a Halliburton jersey.
Oh.
Throwing that bad baby in the freezer.
Ooh.
That's going to be a big one.
Ah. Yeah. You bet you can get one of those from Wally Szczerbiak, who got probably a ton of them mailed to him when he called him a fake all-star.
I don't think so.
Fake all-star. What is it about, like, I never understood the disdain for Tyrese Halliburton. Like, I don't like him because he's a pain in the ass, but I respect him.
Yeah.
Like, why is it that everybody thinks he sucks? Like, all the other peers think he's overrated.
Well, maybe it's because he has two voices. Maybe that has something to do with it. Maybe he's awkward away from the court.
Maybe. Could be that. Maybe he's just unlikable in that way. But, I mean, Wally went after him, too. But he has proven that...
I got to give Wally credit, though. He was the first.
He definitely was the first. He was 100% the first. He is the straw that stirs that Pacers drink. I'll tell you that much. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know what that means, but why not? Let's go to Brian, who's in Paramus. What's going on, Brian?
What's going on, guys? I'm a big fan of yours, listening to you guys for a long time, but... Going back to the Dave Sims thing, I'm a huge Nick NBA fan, but one of my pet peeves is the NBA load management, and it just seems that load management has infiltrated MLB and the radio announcers. So that's what I was going to bring up. And then also, Boomer, you just brought up Tim Halliburton, or Halliburton's having two voices. Maybe yeah. Dave Sims should have two voices as well, one laryngitis, one without laryngitis. That'd
yeah.
be great.
Well, that happens to all of us in broadcasting. There's no question about
Tim
that.
Tim Halliburton, by the way, is yes. not... it's Tyrese Halliburton.
Tyrese Halliburton, right.
It's not Tim,
okay.
as of course.
He was excited.
He was definitely excited to get on WFAN. But he believes that the load management is now inching its way towards announcers in sports.
No, Dave was... he had laryngitis.
Yeah, this was a...
And you could hear it on Saturday.
This was a legitimate situation for Dave, and he'd let you know, but he put the picture out there, him inhaling steam and having all sorts of remedies around him.
Yeah,
honey
throat
and
coat,
things.
Honey the whole
yeah,
time.
Yeah, we've been there.
Yeah.
With the throat coat, you know?
The
throat coat.
Right.
But yeah, he had to put it out there, let everybody know, because he didn't want everybody thinking he was taking another day off on a rubber match of the Subway Series. Rob in Greenlawn. What's going on, Rob?
Hey, GL. How are you, bud? I just wanted to talk about Babari also, but before I do, quickly, you know, I'm a little disappointed. I was really looking forward to your analysis and breakdown of this boat crash this weekend. So
yeah.
maybe you could, you know.
I mean,
you're the guy. You're
yeah,
the
I'm
guy.
Not the guy. I'm trying to look. So there's a video that was sent to us that we've been watching to get more information on it. I can't, like, I'm not, if this were a 21-foot center console Steiger craft that had crashed into the Robert Moses Bridge, I'd be able to give you some information on it. But this Mexican naval sailboat in a Brooklyn bridge, not my expertise, man.
Gotcha. So, anyway, I just want to talk quickly about Babari. Yank, Odyssey, WFAN, Yank, you guys got to find a way to work this kid, and this kid is, it just feels like New York when this kid is calling the game. Nothing against Sims. I love Sims. Good guy, good announcer. But when I listen to Sims, I kind of feel like I'm listening to a game in St. Louis, in Milwaukee. It's just rather hold. Babari, to be a great radio announcer, you have to be a little bit of a New York character here in New York. And this kid, Babari, is. I mean, it just felt like New York yesterday listening to that kid. I think we got a Vince Scully on our hands here. Give this kid some room and let this kid grow and stick this kid around in the booth for the next 30,
Vince
40 years.
Vince Scully?
You know, young, let's go.
Rob, listen, man, that is the nicest thing that probably anybody has ever said about Emmanuel Babari, comparing him to Vince Scully.
And by the way, they are working him in. He does the post-game show, and he fills in when Dave is off. So he is getting an opportunity to do so, and Dave is in his 70s as well, and he's right there, Emmanuel. So, yeah, I mean, if you love Emmanuel, he is getting those opportunities. He's also doing some stuff at SNY. So, yeah, we like Emmanuel. So, I mean, I don't know.
He's a you miniscope. Jackass! Hey now!
Is that AI Dave Sims there, Rami? Is that what that is?
That's what I assume.
Just wanted to just need to let everybody know that's AI Dave Sims before
we touched
Dave.
Touched a nerve, did we not?
No, I know. You know, it's incredible. We kind of Vin Scully on our hands. Man, oh man, oh man. I mean, hey, I think that Emmanuel does a nice job. I thought Justin Shackle did a nice job.
Yeah, we like those kids, of course. Yeah. And then the way that John, you know, John came back for the playoffs and just squashed those kids.
Yeah, I didn't look at it like that. Because John, they didn't give somebody the job yet. He had, retired unexpectedly.
Yeah, but he came back and squashed him for the playoffs. We all know it.
Yeah.
And nobody's going to say anything. I mean, we did, but...
True. Yeah, absolutely. Let's go to Brian in Northport. What's going on, Brian?
Hey, good morning, guys. Sorry, I lost my voice. I was at the Knicks game on Friday night with my son. It was out of control. But I agree with that last caller. Dave Sims sucks.
Oh, come on.
But listen, I got a question for Boomer. So, Gio, when you first started, how long was it until you took your first day off? And, Boomer, was that acceptable to you?
Geez, I don't even remember. Do you remember?
It had to have been July 4th, thinking about it, because we started January 2nd.
Well, somewhere around Christmas, I would think.
No, because we started January 2nd. So,
okay.
So, Jerry... After Craig, you know, Jerry started September.
Yes,
and
okay.
Went up to the end of the year, and then I started January 2nd. So I'm assuming, you know, there would have been Memorial Day and they were all off, but probably the first time that I took time off where Boomer was here and I wasn't, I don't know. I mean, it had to have been like around July, I would think. So 7 months in.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Which would summertime. Be normal.
Yeah, it's a summertime. That's normal.
Yeah.
But I mean, it wouldn't be like, you know, like the equivalent of what would be the equivalent of what Dave Sims did for me starting? Would it be because he was like 40 games in his second month of doing it? So that would be his second month of doing it. Would have been like me taking off in February when I started in January.
Exactly. Taking off
like Valentine's Day or something. That's what that would have been the equivalent of. Now, I waited till the summertime and went all the way till, you know, July. So pretty good.
Yeah.
I thought I did a nice job with that.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.